now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
In this segment, we often discuss the lack of preparedness for retirement suffered by many Americans. But with the economy improving recently and financial markets surging, there have been some positive developments, and there is evidence of growing confidence among seniors. As measured by the Conference Board, U.S. consumer confidence among Americans ages 55 and older has climbed each month from the prior year for more than 12 months. In March, the index reached a decade high, exceeding a reading of 115, up 44% from a year earlier. While consumer confidence has been racing higher among older Americans, it has stagnated among younger ones. As reported by the Wall Street Journal, the same pattern of fast-growing consumer sentiment among older Americans holds true for a separate measure produced by the University of Michigan. Despite growing confidence among older Americans, spending by older consumers continues to expand slowly. A J.P. Morgan Chase Institute analysis of debit and credit card transactions showed that this past summer, consumers ages 55 and older subtracted more than 1 percentage point from year-over-year growth in spending. This may have much to do with the fact that many older Americans are nervous that the tremendous gains generated by financial markets recently could easily be reversed. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.